All right, as far as injuries go, the guys that will not practice today is will be Tomba and Grubbs. Grubbs did have an MRI. Not much has changed from the last time, although making a little bit of progress. So we're optimistic there. We'll just see how it goes here day by day. Everybody else, DeVito, he'll practice today, and we'll roll. We look forward to the opportunity of playing the Broncos. And we know they're a good football team. Our guys will get prepared for it, for them this week, and make sure we put in a good week's work. We were able to get out here Monday and do a couple things, and then we'll have a normal Wednesday practice today. And then just a shout out to the veterans, all that they mean to us and our country, and the opportunity that we have to do this because of what they've done and their service. Time's yours. Yeah, just maintenance. Yeah, same deal. Yep.
Denver's the team you haven't gotten yet. How much of a hurdle is this, and is there something extra this week?
Yeah, I think what we need to do is focus in on making sure we have our game plan down, master that. That's what you can control, and then get yourself ready to go play a good football team, and keep it just like that. Yeah.
Coach Salim Hakeem.
Yeah, I'd tell you probably more on special teams. He's got close to 300 snaps on as a special teams player, so we've had an opportunity to go back and look at his tape. We think he can help us in a couple spots there. So I would tell you that's primarily where he would help out. He's been playing a little corner for us. He's helped us at scout team wide receiver. Most of his background, I'd tell you, is special teams and wide receiver. So,
see him being active Sunday?
There's a chance. Yeah, there's a chance we put him up. But we're just going to kind of play by ear, see how he does on special teams, see if it all works that way.
Is there a chance he could get involved as a returner?
He's also done that. Yeah, he's had a little bit of return experience. So, we'll see. We'll see where he fits in. Larry's done a nice job for us. Tough, physical player. I tell you, he's still learning, but he's making improvement every week. Sometimes you can take that step back and take a little bit bigger step forward. I think he's done that to this point. Again, this will be a great test for him, for all the offensive linemen this week. I think they're looking forward to that opportunity.
Is it evident with him when you're than the average Joe?
He is a smart guy. I keep reminding his coach that someday he might be doing surgery on you, so you better keep it right.
You guys were able to score against him quite a bit here. Overall, is there any hope that Denver have the best defense in the league? Or how would you...
Yeah, well, they're number one in the league right now, so I'd tell you yes. They're holding that title. And
what?
Yeah, well, they're fast, and they keep coming at you. You got a good coordinator, experienced coordinator in Wade, and good scheme that goes with that.
Is that defense better now than it was the first time you played them?
Yeah, well, I thought they were pretty good back then too. So I think they're they've kind of remained the same, that same defense. I mean, they're basically doing the same things. They don't do a whole lot, but I mean, they do enough to, not show you the same picture every time, but they do it fast.
What do you take away from that game? I mean, you had to feel pretty good, about the way your team performed in that game. What do you take away from that game that maybe applied this time?
Yeah, well, the obvious is you got to take care of things in the red zone. You got to eliminate turnovers. If you have opportunities to create turnovers, you got to take care of those. Penalties were a factor. You can't have penalties. So you play against a good football team, those things add up on you. You got to play four quarters of football. We didn't finish the game. So, and they won the game, bottom line. I mean, that's all that's there. You can't do anything about that right now. I mean, that's in the record books, but we can get ourselves ready for this one. That's what we're going to do.
What makes Chris Harris?
Yeah. I think he's got good instincts. You know, that's he's always going to challenge you. I think those are important things for that spot. Yeah.
Coming out of bye week, you've got four of your next five against division opponents. I know you guys are week to week, but is this a chance for you guys to make some hay?
Yeah, you know what? We don't go there. I mean, that's not where we're at. We're about right now. When we went to lunch, we were about right there. And that's over. Now we're here. And there's no time for anything else. You put all your energy into this. Every play, every practice, every meeting that we have, put your energy right there. That's what you can control. You can't worry about tomorrow, the next day. You can't worry about that. Take care of today. Let's get it right. We'll move on to tomorrow. Yeah. Again, Brian is probably a little bit better inline blocker. Maybe not quite as good receiver, but a good inline blocker. I thought we needed that at that moment, and we'll see about this week. But I thought he did a nice job. I like where O'Shaughnessy's going. I think, again, sometimes you can take a little step back to step forward. I don't think he's quite as physically strong as what Brian is. So. Right now, but I think both of them. I'm not down on O'Shaughnessy. That's not where we're at, because I think James got a bright future. We're lucky to have both of those guys. Dorsey did a good job of, and his crew of finding those guys and bringing them here. So that makes it good.
You mentioned you thought Denver defensively was the same team that they were the first time you played. You feel like the Chiefs? You feel like you guys are the same team?
Yeah, we're similar. Yeah, I mean, we've got you can obviously we have a cornerback that we didn't have at that time, and we don't have a running back, and they don't have a couple guys. So, I mean, are you exactly the same team? You're in this league week in and week out. You're never quite the same team. But I think both teams are good football teams. So.
A couple more. I guess what I'm getting at is, do you feel like you're a better team?
I think that's measured each week. I think the last couple of weeks we played pretty good football. I thought from the second half of the Minnesota game on, I thought we played some good football. Do we have plenty of room to improve? Absolutely, man. I mean, we sky's the limit there. So we got to keep working, and that's where we're at right now. I mean, that's we're into that right now, getting better, and that's what we're shooting for.
It has to be a pretty short list of teams that have lost.
Yeah, I let you guys do all that. I hear you. I try to stay away from all that and keep as tunnel visioned as possible. I don't go there. I can't control all that. All we can do is take care of business right now. I don't speculate with it. I don't.
You're not five games out of the wild card.
No, we're right there. Yeah, we're aware of that. Yeah, we're aware of that part. We're alive. Doggone it. We're alive. Son of a gun.
Last two over here in Interred. Is there anything you can do to combat spring at altitude? Anything you're going to do differently?
No, there's not. I mean, there have been a lot of things proven back and forth on that. I mean, the Olympic team used to train there. That's not where they go now. I mean, so there's some I think you go in and you get in, you get out, play your heart out, man. That's what you do. So I think we'll be all right there. Yeah, they're going to bring it every play. So are you.